Welcome in. We are on the air here, 760 WJR. Always want to thank our friends at Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Mortgage Classic for sponsoring us and getting us on the air. Where is here? We are at beautiful Fox Hills again. Glad you can join us. Glad that Jordan Young from Jordan Young Golf can join us as well. Now, normally we're talking about the wild and exquisite places that BC is at. BC is on location here, along with Jeff Goble, of course, from Fox Hills. He's been on the show a few times. Jordan Young is the one with the beautiful view over his shoulder. And much like BC, we always talk about BC when you're on Facebook Live. There's always some view over your shoulder that just makes me go, gosh, darn it, I wish I was there.
Well, he's got
your debauchery.
That's debauchery back there right now.
You know, I thought about putting this background up. It's fake, by the way. But I thought about putting it up and kind of, you know, showing up BC and saying that, yeah, it's pretty good. I'm working on the fountains to try to go at a break. I'm trying to get the fountains to go off for you guys during the break every time. So we'll see.
I'd rather you zoomed into the pool.
Yeah, the pool.
I'm on the other side. You know, I'm on the fancy side, not the pool side. So
so are you saying it for people out there that aren't aware, our buddy, our pal, Jordan Young, mm-hmm. is out in Las Vegas right now. Is it Bellagio you're staying at?
Yeah, so we host for 7 weeks of the year. We stay at the Bellagio. We host Luke Lefebvre and myself, the Oxford National Pro-Am, and all of our guests stay at the Bellagio. This week we're at Shadow Creek for 5 days, and we move around to the different high-end golf courses here in Vegas, but we're lucky enough to be at Shadow Creek, and all our guests get to enjoy that gem of a place. So, yeah, the weather's good. We had beautiful 85 the last couple days. And yeah, this is basically my office right here.
We'd open the door for you, but it's about to snow, sleet, rain.
I heard that.
Oh, it's brutal.
You only went down 27 degrees in an hour and 38 minutes. Not that I was counting.
I'm surprised BC didn't go back south.
There's a flight at 8 o'clock to Palm Beach, and I'm seriously texting my wife right now about it.
He's got about 71 heaters on him right now. I'm convinced my back is a good 200 degrees. Somebody get the meat thermometer and check if I'm done yet.
Well, between him and Goble, you don't have any heat problems there.
You know, it is interesting. Jordan, as I parked here and I was walking up, I mean, great facility. If you haven't been out here, shame on you. Fox Hills is a great facility. As I was walking up, the wind just came roaring across the course, and I was like, oh, cool, it's St. Andrews. I mean, really, it felt like I was walking at St. Andrews because, as BC said, the temperature just dropped and the wind picked up, and thus is life in Michigan. We're all used to it.
We pretty much know what the day is going to be like when we walk up the path based on the wind direction. That's, you know, you're going to know if the heater's going to be blowing out or if the wind's blowing in or if all the dust and pollen's blowing in on us. If the wind's
Goble's
blowing
keeping
in,
the door down.
Yeah. I get the dirty looks from Jeff when I've got the door up for like 4 hours. It's all good. It's all good.
Matter of fact, in St. Andrews, it's actually 1 degree warmer than here.
With a slight breeze.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
It looks pretty warm. It looks pretty warm at Harbortown.
Yeah.
It's looking good. Exciting.
You know, we were just talking about it. I mean, how about Scheffler? He shoots one under on the day and he falls 5 strokes back. I mean, that's life on the tour and at a place like this. Of course, it is the RBC Heritage down in lovely Hilton Head. And Jordan, just for the record, I made the rookie mistake of having the audacity to ask BC if he played there. And BC's played everywhere. I mean, I should know better than that.
You don't ever ask that because it's always yes whether he's played there or not.
It was in December.
When was the last time you were there?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right.
Or can you count it on two hands, or does he need three? Right.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick and Spieth tied right now for what it is worth. Matt Fitzpatrick, the Englishman, and Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth looking to make it back-to-back. He won there last year as well. They are both at 17 under on the 17th right now. Xander is off the course a couple strokes back. Thigala, who's obviously been golfing very, very well, 3 strokes back. He's off the course as well. Cantlay is a couple strokes back. Putting here for birdie as well.
So, well, Spieth's got a putt here. It looks like about 12 feet to win, as it looks to me. I think Cantlay just missed. Might be ahead of us.
Get a wager on that quick in Vegas. Can we get a wager?
Come on there, Gobes.
Count it.
Gobes is like the
He made technology. It. What are you talking about? You said he missed it. He makes
Oh, Cantlay made it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just not paying attention.
Yeah, he's a stroke back now. He's a stroke back with Spieth and Fitzpatrick tied at the top. Beautiful area, as you well know, Hilton Head, RBC Heritage. I have a feeling we'll be talking about the RBC Heritage in later on in the show as well, because that's something that I know, BC, you weren't happy with a particular this week.
Punk! Punk!
Oh, jeez.
Freaking punk! Oop! I said the right word.
How about Spieth? Yeah. Spieth was leading in putting this year. Birdies. He made the most birdies all season, and he's had a bunch of top tens. And we were just talking about this the other day, why he hasn't won, and looks like he's got a good chance to possibly win here. Yeah.
Because he's leading the whining crew. He's leading the whining crew.
What do you get of it? You going with it or not? Do you make it?
Yeah, he's going to pour it in. He's already saw.
This is live
radio.
No,
he missed it, right? No, he made it right in the middle.
See, this is different from years gone by. We are always on at 7 o'clock, so we're not watching it live. So we have to make sure that we don't broadcast it live. And at the same time, our attention span, exactly, in BC, exactly. Our attention span is all diverted to the television right now. We're all just watching as
the guy with the cool name just made it.
Yeah, that's okay. If we're a second late, that's okay.
I waited 4 seconds to say that.
No, that'll work out well. But so much to talk about, not only on the tour, and we'll talk about what we saw this weekend. Live back in action next week. I know that's something, BC, you'll have your eyes on, as they're going to be down in Adelaide, correct?
Adelaide, yep. The Grange Golf Club, yep.
Now, have you been down there?
No.
Wow.
And I was asked to go, and I went, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going. No, I've been gone 2 weeks there in Singapore. No. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
No, I get that. Go ahead, Jordan.
Oh, I was just going to say Brooks was out at Southern Highlands Koepka yesterday and shot a little 65 from the back tee. And DJ and Paulina were at Yellowtail last night. So I don't know if they're getting ready to push off to Adelaide soon here. But
yeah, probably in route.
Getting their games and pallets in shape.
We'll stop off in Vegas. You know.
Yeah, James went out yesterday to Phil's place, hung out with Phil for a day, played golf with him, and then they flew out there this morning. They have to stop in Hawaii, Fiji, then poor guys.
Get gas.
He stopped.
Get gas. They gotta get
just
gas.
Popped into
stretch
Phil's
your legs.
Place.
Huh?
Stretch your legs.
Yeah.
Who hasn't pretty been good to Phil's place? Where's he at, Cali?
Yeah, Rancho Santa Fe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Not bad.
All right, so we'll let you know what's happening in this. We're up against a break. I think it's perfect timing. We'll keep an eye on what's going on at the RBC. Talk about all things golf. Glad to have you with us, Jordan Young with us in Vegas, BC here, Jeff Goble here as well. Glad you can join us here on a Sunday night. It is Spin on Golf on 760 WG. Welcome back in. Glad you could join us. A special show.
Kearns. K-E-R-N-S.
You got a new guy. on the show?
I think we just give him Torts.
We got that Scottish thing going on right now, don't we, with the weather out there. Blake back at the studio. Of course, Mike Parsons, our on-site engineer. Always want to give those guys some love. All tied up down at the RBC, heading to a playoff. Matt Fitzpatrick, Jordan Spieth. Hey, one thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about, because obviously they announced it Monday, but our friends at Rocket Mortgage Classic and Rocket Mortgage, Jason Langwell was on last week, and he said they were going to make the first announcement of, and the temperature just dropped about 58 degrees in the last 2 seconds.
It'll go up 50 in a second.
Jason Langwell said they were going to announce the first, if you will, the first wave of golfers. You got Colin Morikawa, Tony Finau, Ricky Fowler announced for this class. And it's going to be interesting, because we were just talking during the break, fellas. Look, this this tournament is making a name for itself. This tournament, as you pointed out, Mr. Goebel, is tossing out the money. Those are huge factors in regards to getting more and more of the top name players to head our way come that first weekend of July.
Yeah, it's a tough, you know, a lot of people have their own strategy on do they play the week before a major? Do they need the rest? You know, everybody's different. It really comes down to like what's happening at RBC with the elevated event. The leaderboard is proving the point, right, of how they want to do this. And it's exactly what needs to happen. It's nice. They haven't announced next year's yet to see if Rocket gets the elevation and the added purse money. And if it does, it's going to be awesome, right? There's going to be everybody and their brothers coming out to try to win some money. And it'll help the event. And it should. I hope that they do it that way, that they'll rotate, you know, those 6 to 8 events, because they have some that are just set up that way. Why they have to do it for the majors is a little odd, because they're actually, if the LIV guys can come and compete in those, they're giving those LIV guys more reason to fight to play in those events. And if they wanted it to be separate, they should move all that money into the tour events. You know, so there'd be a chance that maybe it's every other year the Rocket would get that extra purse and bring in more players that of, you know, the top 20 guys. But
I think their plan is to rotate at least in a 3-year cycle.
Yeah.
Right now. So and I think Rocket's gotta get it next year or the year after.
Right. Tour hasn't committed yet.
They haven't committed exactly. We saw their business plan, but they haven't committed yet. But this is our idea of rotating the events. Depends on the amount of events they have. They might shrink the events too. They might not have as many events.
Yeah. But I think it's working.
Yeah.
Right. The leaderboard today, I mean, everybody's got kind of hangover from the majors, you know, I mean, cause I'm deep. I was on the college couch all day Sunday, you know, watching it from morning till night. And, was I ready to watch golf again for most of that? Not really, but I'm watching.
Here we are watching again.
We're paying attention.
Well, it's going to be interesting, Jordan. I'm sure you guys are hearing the same stuff I'm hearing. You keep hearing names out there, and we'll wait for Jason Langwell and our friends at Rocket Mortgage Classic to let us know officially. But I'll go back to the buzz, and we've had an opportunity, BC, you, Mike Fay, myself, we've had an opportunity to go out there each year. Each year it keeps getting better and better, not only the caliber of play, the players there, but everything about it. Word of mouth counts for something, Jordan.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as the players come and go and they, you know, pass along that it's a great time, it's a great venue, that people enjoy having us, you know, that gets around, and then guys want to experience that. And I think it's a fun tournament, a fun golf course for the guys to play. It's old school club, and you know, you can shoot some low scores. And I like to see the winners, the guys that are coming out winning. It doesn't seem to be, I mean, other than DeChambeau the one year, it seems to be a lot of first time winners and guys that are breaking through. I mean, a couple guys out here, Katayama and Taylor Montgomery. I mean, Montgomery looking for maybe a first victory, even a Thagala. Those kind of guys, I think of. I get excited for those. I mean, certainly Ricky. I mean, it'd be nice to see him come back and do something special and maybe win that event, since he's been kind of a poster guy there for some time. But hey, it's a good spot. We love having them. Hopefully, they'll just keep coming back.
Only 11 weeks away from Championship Sunday. Of course, this year, in case you didn't know, starts in late June, final date July 2nd, of course, at the historic Detroit Golf Club. And I know our station as a whole will be out there all week, 760 WJR, and we'll be out there, of course, for a special 2-hour edition of Spin on Golf, as we've been able to do the last few years. I still want to have the experience that you guys did the year before I started, where I think there was a rumor, I don't know if it's true or not, but there was an unsubstantiated rumor that there were some beers being passed around by a champion.
That was Gobes.
That was Gobes deal.
Yeah.
The Detroit Brewing Company, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we had the winner.
Atwater. Okay.
Can we say that? I don't know if we can say that, but
yeah, you can say that. Gobes, you can tell the story.
Well, we went in and got the winner.
Nate Lashley.
A special drink. We asked him if he needed a beer. We went in and got one. Got him a local brewery, which was great. And they had a special, what was the name of it? It was the North?
I don't know. He was a member, though. If you believe a member, and we brought it out.
No, John Gates brought it out.
The mug on ice.
Oh, was it Gates?
Yeah,
Gates
brought it out.
Yeah. So, yeah, we put a little request in, and they were nice enough to bring out
so he's sitting there
a nice
and he
local
goes,
beer.
Well, those are for me?
Yeah.
Those are for me?
Can I drink on air? I'm like, you can do whatever you want. You just won the tournament.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, we're going to mention at the Langwell that we have to have the champion right after he finishes.
Yeah.
Have to.
Yeah.
Before he goes to PGA Tour.
Yeah, that's an absolute must.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? And that's a cool thing. There were so many fun events. I remember last year they had the closest the pin amongst media members, and Cam Davis walks up. I kid you not. I know we talked about this, but just for the benefit of our listener, Cam Davis walks up, no stretching, nothing, and puts it within a foot of the pole. And the hole. And you're just sitting there going, dude, come on. Like, seriously.
Give me a chance.
Just a little. Just a little.
Get in the bunker.
Can you pretend you're not great? Just pretend you're not. But it really is fascinating. And, I mean, you guys know it. When you see it up close, it's something on TV. It is really something when you see it up close. I mean, these guys are just at a different level. I mean, he did a yawn and then put it a couple feet away. And it was like, hey, that was fun.
Yeah
great time. Thanks for that, Cam. Jerk.
That's what they do.
I call them surgeons.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good.
They're surgeons.
Yeah.
You know, they're freakishly talented and have tremendous touch. And, you know, that's how they got there. You can't get there without it.
Yeah.
You know?
On to the women. We had a woman winner, LPGA Tour.
Yeah,
Grace.
I'll do the Mike Fay show.
All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
Hang
Let's
on a
go.
Second. I'm going to get it up because I can't remember. Grace Kemp. Yeah, exactly.
Third time. You want me to help you out?
Yeah, go ahead. Mike? Okay, you go ahead and take over, Mike.
In her third LPGA event.
Right.
Ends up
multiple.
Oh, wow.
Playoff.
Yeah. Three-person playoff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. In Hawaii, you can't beat that.
Latte.
You know.
Yep. So they end on Saturday nights, you know, ended on Saturday night, which they do now. They end on Saturday. So,
well, I think it depends on where they're at in the travel
the world,
schedule and
right.
then what's on.
They're coming this way.
What they're fighting. Yeah.
They're coming east.
It's good. It's smart.
$2 million purse, by the way, Jordan, but go ahead.
$300 million. Yeah, I was going to ask on that note what the purse was. And do you think that there'll be a push
yes.
in the coming years for the women to make as much money as the men, similar to the soccer women that have done that push? And now I'm not going to say that that's the way it should be. I'm just saying that everything else seems to be going that way. Do you think that this is going to happen?
It should. I mean, do you see what she won?
No.
She won $300,000.
$300,000. Less than the Champions Tour winners are playing. Wow. I'm screaming this bloody murder, and I'm like, I can't. And they work harder for their freaking tournaments to make them go than anybody else. They're playing pro-ams.
I mean, it is interesting, you know? Right? You have the PGA Tour now making pretty significant money. You have James and the guys on LIV, or, you know, whether James is finishing 8th, 6th, or even if he finishes 35th, I don't
35th,
know. You probably know.
Yeah.
You probably know what a top 40 place payment is. It's well over 100,000, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you got the girls winning and making 300. I don't know, I'm just surprised that it's. I know it's all about sponsors and TV contracts and perfect example. We're watching. We're sitting at lunch today at Southern Highlands in the outdoor patio, beautiful bar area, and we're watching the men play. And all of a sudden, at 12 o'clock, it switches over to the girls. And I'm like, weren't we just watching Cantley? And now the girls were on.
Yeah.
And, you know, every TV switched to the men.
Mm.
Like all four TVs around the bar all told the girl to all switch it back to the men's event. And there were women there, too, watching. But interesting.
Well, I tell all my guys that still have the average club head speed of 94 miles an hour, like an LPGA Tour player, they should not be watching the men. They should be watching the ladies on how to play golf.
Good point.
They've got the same speed.
Wow.
They need the same game.
That's a great point. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's
the same thing. I'm like, you guys want to go watch golf, well, go watch these guys in Detroit. Go watch down at the Jamie Farr.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Jamie Farr, the Dana.
Yeah.
No, go watch that. They're technically better.
Yeah.
And you can see what's going on, and you can get up close and personal.
Yeah,
I know. Players. I know my balance and tempo wasn't anywhere close to them today. Holy man, I almost fell over six times.
Congratulations once again. Grace Kim gets it done in the playoff and wins out there in Hawaii. All right, time to take a break. Still in a playoff down in the RBC down in Hilton Head. We'll let you know what happens there. More golf chatter. That's what you're here for. Spin on Golf, brought to you by our friends from Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Mortgage Classic on 760 WJR. Welcome back in. Spin on Golf from Fox Hills. Of course, Jordan Hill Golf out here at Fox Hills. Jeff Goebel, BC. What is it? Kearns? What
Kearns. It? Yeah, Kearns. Kearns. I'm Kearns.
Jeff Marcero just said he texted us and said he's working on that. He's going to get that
I
fixed.
Bet his feet are up. He's not working on anything, Marcero.
He's in Jekyll Island.
And, of course, really? Jordan Young out there
Jekyll Island.
In Vegas. So, BC, you were holding the finger
this
up.
This is
so
unbelievable. This PGA Tour app sucks. It sucks.
I know. I can't
even
get
find
it going.
A schedule for any tour here. I don't.
And but the golf channel's changed. Every time I open up the Golf Channel app to see scores, it says you got to now update to the NBC Sports app.
Which and you got to buy
that,
and
then you got to look at every
everything.
Soccer game
yeah,
that's
like,
going on in the last 3 years.
These liberal commies, what are they doing to us here?
Here we go.
What are they doing to us?
I welcome back.
I can't get into the PG. I didn't even know their schedule. I'm like looking at the champions, make sure they didn't play. Well, they didn't, but. I don't know when they're playing. I can't
Zurich,
find out.
Zurich Classic of New Orleans is next week. Yeah, you know what? Hey, believe it or not, the ESPN app is not bad for their golf coverage.
It's owned by Walt Disney.
I'm just going there right now.
God, I can't go there. I have no sports outlets.
No, but you know what? Honestly, they keep a pretty tight ship over there in regards to finding some stuff. They have it all, you know, categorized, either dates of each, and of course the one that we're looking forward to, Rocket Mortgage Classic, June 29th through July 2nd. So
what app there?
ESPN.
Well, I'm on the ESPN app. Okay. Do
yeah,
tell.
So go to golf. We're giving live lessons on the air.
Okay. We'll move on here.
And then where it says the RBC.
Oh, men's golf. Yeah.
Where
it
says RBC Heritage.
Yes.
I click on that button right there.
Oh, look at that.
And the whole tour comes up.
Well, you're I don't even
me.
Have
yeah. I am though. Deleting my PGA Tour app.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
It is. It's not bad at all. When we were doing all the shows from home during COVID, I kind of stumbled on this and I was like, oh, this is,
yeah.
Wow, it's all.
It's all about the clicks.
Yeah, it's all less updated, clicks. Right? I don't find the ads everywhere, so that's the way it goes.
And I pay for the plus, so I should get treated like.
I pay for the plus, too, and I still whatever. See RBC Heritage.
$2.99 a month, you know, whatever it is.
Absolutely. All right.
So, yeah, we had Spencer Levin won the Cornberry event.
Nice.
He's been off the tour for, well, like 5 years, 4 years, 5 years. He was kind of a college phenom and back on the winning case. And he's not in the top 10 yet of the rankings, but a win doesn't hurt.
Heading to Spencer the Levin. Second playoff hole, by the way, down in South Carolina. The shadows are not getting too long yet. But for what it's worth, Spieth and Matt Fitzpatrick heading to the second playoff hole at the RBC Heritage out there on beautiful Hilton Head.
It could be a while. They keep playing 18. There's generally not a lot of birdies on 18.
No. It just keeps going par, par, yeah.
They're
par,
waiting for somebody par, to snap one into the water, par. I think.
So
big,
I want to
big fairway.
I wanted to bring up.
Oh, no, they're going to 17. Excuse me.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
Oh,
yep, good.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, 17 will be better. I like that hole. But I was going to bring up kind of how the press started to create a little bit of a, I don't know, negative connotation with Jon Rahm. And, you know, he didn't get off to a great start, I guess, which is understandable. And they kept asking him why he was playing in this event. And I just thought it was really good of him and to kind of set it straight. I mean, he says, look, I'm passionate about golf. I love golf. Plus, I told this event that I was committed to playing here, and I'm honoring that. There's people that are coming here to watch. I said I was going to play, and I'm going to play. And you know, I watched a little bit yesterday, and he was kind of battling his way up the leaderboard, and then he had a couple bogeys. But I mean, fatigue's probably going to set in a little bit mentally. But I thought it was just a refreshing. He kind of squashed that out in the press conference, and they just kept badgering him a little bit. Like, well, do you want to try to miss the cut and get a few days off? And I thought he handled it really well.
I like part
really
of
well.
A piece of that extra 20 mil.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
Why would I stop trying?
Free money. The guy is, if you remember 5-6 years ago, he was a hothead. He's a club thrower, yada, yada. Look at the guy he's done to himself in his game. And this, like Jordan just brought up, look where he is as a person. I mean, that's like we're telling in the break. That's a pain in the neck to have to show up after winning a major Monday, Tuesday, all the crap he's got to do. And then he's got to tee it up Wednesday, probably in the Pro-Am, and then play Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
Did he do
the Tonight Show or Jimmy Kimmel or any of that?
I know. It's really late at night.
You don't do that.
No.
You know what's interesting, too? Jordan, the best way to answer all that garbage that's being thrown your way is to go out and shoot a 64 on the second day of the tournament.
Yep.
To all the people that are questioning your heart and your desire and everything, go shoot a 64. That shuts everybody up, right?
I mean, exactly.
He epitomizes the green jacket by doing what he just did.
Yep.
He really does.
Yep.
It's really
yep.
I like him
act.
More for it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He's, 100%. And he's a gem of a guy, too. I mean, the stories you hear about him are just great. I hate when people think, like, oh, he bangs clubs. Who cares?
Like, who cares? He's
passionate. Does so many good things. I don't care if he breaks a club tomorrow.
He sat with us at the Open last year at lunch. I mean, he doesn't know me.
Well, let's not get carried away with that, Jordan.
Wow, what? Come on.
Like
you
saying
what,
that it's okay to throw clubs and bang clubs. Come on.
I just think he gets a bad rap. I mean, if you're in the final two groups every week, you're going to be on TV. And, you know, golfers get a little pissy sometimes and a little bit cranky.
Yeah. Well, especially the Spaniards.
Elbows get a little sharp. I don't mind the guys have passion.
For what it's worth, Rahm currently tied for 15th, 6 strokes back of Fitzpatrick and Spieth. He shot 72, as I mentioned, the 64, 69, and 68. 3 under today, 11 under for the tournament. Come on.
Pretty good.
He's going to make a nice check.
Yeah,
good.
There's going to be a nice follow-up check to that.
And some points.
Must
I mean,
be
they,
nice
like, they
to,
like the points.
It didn't cost
nice
$3 million
to
not to show up. I'm just saying.
Must be nice to suck and come 15th on the PGA Tour and just know you played terrible.
That was, you know what? BC's becoming a true radio guy. He just did a tease for the POW, and I'm not sure many people caught that, but coming up in about, I would say about 8 minutes, we'll have the punk of the week. And
he's not a POW, he's a POS. Can I say that, Jeff? Are you listening? Marcero? Sorry?
I want to know if BC is going to center himself right in front of the camera tonight, like real close.
I can't.
I want to get like an official BC. I want to get like an official BC shirt. Can I say that, Jeff? Question mark. And we can all wear the can I say that, Jeff
it
shirts
should be,
one week.
Can you pay that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Got Mikey laughing.
In
too.
Quotes by Brian Carnes.
Yeah. Yeah. Send the check to Brian Kearns. Yeah. Kearns or whatever,
Kearns,
whatever
Kearns,
it is.
Kearns. Jeff said it was correct. Just listen better. That's what I was just told by Marcero. So listen, Marcero. Listen, Marcero.
Have you guys been paying attention to the second
the
playoff hole?
I kind of
turned
listener.
My head. Yeah.
Oh, anyway,
I kind of turned my head. I didn't really catch what just happened. It looked like somebody just missed a putt. Is that what I saw?
No, they both hit them. They're pretty close.
Okay.
They hit their 8 irons and they're pretty close again.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on this. They are on the second playoff hole. For what it is worth, it is the 17th. It is the 17th down there.
So.
And we'll keep an eye on what is happening at the RBC Heritage.
We're out. I'll pick it up where we left off.
We have a
you
snow.
You like to putt first or putt second in a playoff?
That's a great
Do you want to make it?
No, I want to make it first. Match play,
first.
I want to putt first.
Yeah.
First. Boom. I want in.
That's a great
Fitzpatrick
question.
Is going to putt first. He's got a, 12-footer.
Put Jeff Goble, BC, of course, Jordan Young. Yours truly, Sean Bellegian. One more segment of Spin on Golf here from Fox Hills. Jordan Young Golf, POW, coming up in the next segment. Don't go anywhere for that. right here. It's Spin on Golf, brought to you by our friends at Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Mortgage Classic. Well, playoff hole number three at the RBC down in Hilton Head. Jordan Spieth with a putt for the win. About a 12-footer. Just went due right about 6 inches from the cup.
I like that, due right.
And Jeff, you brought up. He looked at his caddy and said, "It went the other way."
It went left earlier.
Yeah. So third playoff hole, it is between Jordan Spieth and Matt Fitzpatrick. Hopefully, it's over before we get out of here. But in the meantime, of course, our Live Insider. Can we get that sponsored? Our Live Insider BC.
We'll call His Excellency and make that happen. I did shake hands with him out in Orlando. James came over to me, and all of a sudden there was like, it really went quiet. The music went off, which on the range, it's blaring. It's so loud. Anyway, and all of a sudden the music goes off. I'm like, what the hell? Ooh, there's a whole bunch of security guards back there. What's going on? Pyatt came up to me. James came up to me and says, don't say anything stupid. I mean, James sometimes gets petrified. Gets kind of petrified when someone important's around and I'm there.
He's a smart kid.
He's like, dude, don't say anything stupid. I mean, he ran from, he was hitting drivers and all of a sudden, whoop, he's right in front of me. I'm like, hello, Your Excellency. Thank you for your help. That's all I said. I was just like, okay.
Thank you for your help.
That's beautiful.
Do I bow?
He's like,
do you bow?
Yeah, I did.
Who are you, Mr. Kern?
I was too nervous. But he shakes everybody's hands before the first round every tournament.
So, BC, how do you like the music? Because you don't like that stuff.
You know what? I like the warm-up music. When we're ready to play, they play Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, and it gets going. But, yeah, I mean, I'm like, James, who's this? What is this crap? That's what it sounds like to me. You know?
Who's in charge of all that? They got like a DJ at every place or what?
I don't know. But, I mean, they on the range, and it's right behind Phil, too, and Phil's like, louder. It's like, oh, Phil, come on. It's so freaking loud because we're on the end. Phil likes to be on the end because he's a lefty, and it's cool. Though. Anyway, they're at Grange Golf Club this week in Adelaide, and the reports were they were sold out. They sold 25,000 tickets, and they sold 20,000 more for the day. So, you know, it's kind of cool that I know people don't like shotgun, and they – believe me, I'm an old stodgy buddy-dud about golf, too. But at least you can get in place and watch your players and then make them go around. And they got these birdie places that are just – they got different music playing in there with live music, and it's craziness. It's loud. It's crazy. So it's cool for the – you know, what I saw in Orlando is not the – what I would say cultured golfer. It's not the khaki pant, white shirt guy that we see at regular tour events.
I got to say this. I thought the fuddy-dud thing was going to go another direction. I thought for sure there was something else coming out of that.
I'm getting good here. I'm getting good, like you said. Hey, good. But it's cool. But they're selling a lot, and they look for a big week, and the Aussies are really into this. I mean, Cam Smith is doing a big deal of this thing. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Good for Australia.
Don't you think they get a lot of Asians that are going to come over and watch?
Yeah,
I mean, it's because it's a cheap flight. Right. It's amazing at how cheaply they can fly around.
Right. Adelaide's over in the southwest corner, I believe, you know, straight. It's a long flight from Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big, big country. So, but yeah, it's going to be a big time party scene. That's what James said.
I'll tell you what, it echoes what we talked about last year, and I'm going to keep saying it. And I know there are certain people that don't like hearing it, but based on what you just, this is good for golf.
Just all around.
Just good.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, when you're getting ticket sales like that, I mean, that's what it's all about.
Sellouts. Sellouts are pretty cool.
That's
you know, Leishman gets the beer. His beer is doing the whole week, so he's going to cash in. And, hey, good. It's all good. Good for everybody, I think.
Maybe they can bring some back on that.
Us, James, you know, because you're flying, you know.
If they're not flying commercial. Not good, I'll take a case of Victoria Bitter. Bring it on home. James,
all right, we got just a couple minutes left, BC. It is time once again for the world famous POW.
I mean, this is a real stretch this week. I mean, really, Rory? Wow. I mean, come on. You just played in the major and you butchered the cut because you were mic'd up or doing whatever you did. And then this clown, I'm going to call him a clown this week. since Freddie likes that word. Can't even make the cut. I mean, he's like the most elite top five player that I would say it's ever played the game of golf, and then he lays down this egg. I mean, you know what? Time to shut the microphone off and time to get your butt back on the range at 5:30 and start hitting balls again, Rory, because you ain't nothing right now, especially in majors. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Punk out.
Punk.
I'm just disgusted with the guy, really.
Funk of the week, Rory McIlroy. Yeah, I think he's won a couple times now. He's got some room. He's got a kid. Bryson for a while was your POW for a while, but
now I know the guy. Love the guy.
Yeah, right.
It's unbelievable. This changes.
It's amazing how that works out. Jordan, I saw you reacting. Did I miss something as I was listening to BC?
Fitzpatrick had 186, and I'm not sure what he hit, but it landed on the front of the green and stopped about 6 inches right in front of the cup. And Spieth hit it over the flag, and he's probably about 35, 45 feet.
I can hear perfect what you're distance. Saying now. I just played perfect freaking golf, hit two perfect freaking putts, and this guy's going to beat me on the third play.
Look at that shot. Yeah, see, we're getting it now, Jordan. That's just a great shot.
Unreal.
Fitzpatrick from just a couple feet, if that.
Game.
My goodness gracious.
Set, match.
All right, we got to get out of here.
We're out?
Yeah, we're about a minute away. Boy, it flies.
I got my quick punk of the week is the Pittsburgh Penguins. We're going to go hockey and their staff, so they want my bye-bye. And hopefully by this time next week, my Maple Leafs will be leading their series in the first round.
Did I send
round.
You a text about who are we rooting for this week?
Yes.
Well, the Leafs, baby. Leafs? Come on. You can't open
anybody that plays the Maple Leafs, Sean and I are rooting for. You oh, sorry.
No, you're not.
I don't care. I don't care. You know that.
Jeff, thanks for coming with us. Jeff is just informed management. He'll never come on with us again.
This is insanity.
Came out of retirement, and yeah, I'm going back.
Yeah, exactly. He loves retirement. Who doesn't? Blake back at the station, thank you. Of course, running everything. And, of course, Mike Parsons out here at Fox Hills, Jordan Young Golf. Jordan, have a great time in Vegas. I'm sure we'll see you next week, bud.
We'll be back.
Looking hopefully behave.
All right, for everybody involved, we'll keep an eye on the RBC, as I'm sure you will as well. We're probably not going to be here for the end of it, but
Fitz wins.
Yeah, I have a feeling Fitz is going to win.
Well, his putt straight in.
Yeah,
he'll probably pour this in.
Yeah.
Exactly. For everybody involved, I'm Sean Beligian saying thanks for checking us out here. It is Spin on Golf, brought to you by our friends at Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Mortgage Classic. We'll see you next week, 6 to 7, right here on 760 WJR. Good night, everybody.